Regina, opposition New Democrats are raising concerns about the incarceration and detention of a woman suffering from intellectual disabilities. It's fair to say we were quite shocked to hear that news, said opposition justice critic Nicole Sarrauer at a news conference at the legislature Tuesday. She was reacting to news that Jessica Stuckey, a 25-year-old from Melville suffering from the genetic disorder Smith-Magnus syndrome, had spent 36 days incarcerated at Pine Grove after being charged with uttering threats and mischief. According to the account of what transpired, Jessica was denied bail and was ordered to undergo a psychiatric assessment. According to the opposition, she ended up in Pine Grove in Prince Albert for 36 days because the nearest psychiatric hospital was full. Since last December, Jessica has been detained at Saskatchewan Hospital in North Battleford and found unfit to stand trial. The NDP has made it known they thought jail and detention was the wrong way to go and that Jessica needed support in the community, not jail. I think we can all agree this should have never happened, said Sarrauer. The Sask Party government is using jails as a substitute for community supports for those living with intellectual disabilities. This is wrong, and it affects all of us and hurts all of us. Scott Moe would rather complain about not being in photo ops rather than helping Saskatchewan families. With Sarrauer at the news conference was social services critic Mira Conway as well as parents Barb Stuckey and Barry Stuckey. Jessica's criminal charges came about after a series of escalating behavior that included phoning 911, phoning the police, going to the emergency room seeking help, and an incident in which she went to Yorkton Mental Health and threatened to harm herself and others. That latter incident resulted in the uttering threats charge. Barb explained to reporters that Jessica's threatening behavior was an example of her Smith-Magenis syndrome, a genetic disorder which leaves her with the capacity of a six-year-old. The number one thing she would do was threaten the people who are helping you, the people who are doing their best for you, Barb said. That's just textbook. After 36 days at Pine Grove, Jessica has since been detained at Saskatchewan Hospital North Battleford. Conway told reporters Jessica's charges are still pending but she was found unfit to stand trial. She has since had a review board hearing last week and a decision is still pending on whether she will be released. Conway expressed concern Jessica will be held in Sask Hospital indefinitely. She noted Jessica's treating psychiatrist had indicated she should be kept in the hospital until something in the community was available. She will likely remain there, as was indicated by her treating psychiatrist last week at her review board hearing, until there are community supports in place for her. Conway made the point that the Stuckeys had for years advocated for Jessica to be placed with an appropriate agency, to no avail, even though this type of support would be exponentially cheaper than what we're seeing transpire now. Jessica's psychiatrist had recommended an agency in Regina called Creative Options Regina or CORE. The indication is this would be a group home setting where Jessica could get constant supervision, but the family indicated they need funding to be able to go there. It's just a matter of funding. We've been waiting ever since he recommended it, said her mother Barb. The indication is the waiting is now into a third year. Conway made the point the government could have stepped in at any point. She called the government's inaction cruel, it's unconscionable and it's exorbitantly expensive, this type of incompetence is not cheap. I challenge the Minister of Social Services to provide one good reason not to step in and fund this woman in an appropriate agency. One that has been identified by family, one that has been identified by her psychiatrist, and one that has been very clear in the media, that all they require is funding to do so.